Josh Estrella with the postal workers to set their food out as the annual Stomp Out Hunger food drive is going on this week. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
All right. So folks should have seen the bags in their boxes already, right?
Yes. We started delivering the bags and cards on Wednesday. We did a lot more yesterday, and we're going to finish up some parts of town today.
All right. And last year you did around 25,000 sacks or so. Are you in that same ballpark this year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what do people need to put in those sacks for you guys to pick up?
Just basically, you know, your everyday food. You know, they like to get some canned tuna, vegetables, fruit, cereals, just things that, you know, that you normally buy on a weekly basis at the store.
All right. And I know that you guys have done this for years and years. And so how many years is this for you?
This will be my 18th food drive. Each year we try to increase the amount of food that we bring in. There's a great need in our community, and it is the single largest food drive, not only here in Reno County, but in America.
Right. And if you don't live in Reno County, you can still put food out this weekend, because this is a nationwide thing.
Correct.
Okay. I know that the local folks here in Reno County are doing this and have done this for a long, long time. And even if you say, well, hey, wait a second, I got graduation going on Saturday, I'm not going to be around, I've already bought the stuff for that, you'll still pick up next week, right?
That is correct. Last year, we picked up an additional 300 to 400 pounds of food throughout the week. So if you're not going to be home today, you can set it out any day next week, and we'll be sure to get that down to the food bank.
I know you guys have been trying to get more and more each year. What was last year's final number?
Last year was a little over 17,000 pounds, and we also collected a little over $200.
All right. And if people want to do cash because they just, like, they already did their shopping, or they say to themselves, you know, I got my tax return back, but I'm not going to be able to get to the store, can they put that in their mailbox, or how would you like to get it?
We just ask the people that want to give money to make a check out to the Reno County Food Bank, place the check in an envelope labeled to the Reno County Food Bank, put that in your mailbox with your flag up. That way the mailman will know to stop and pick that up, and then we'll turn that into the food drive coordinator for the food bank.
All right. And the food bank brings their crew over to get things put together as well. And I know that you've made it a family affair. Your kids get involved too.
Yes, I have two sons that are still in school. They like to come down there and help out. We also have other carriers that bring spouses, kids. Some people bring their grandkids in. And we just try to make it a fun event for everybody involved.
And do you end up using the mail trucks to get stuff over to the food bank too?
The food bank brings over their big truck.
Okay.
We process the food, put everything on pallets, and then they just go back and forth during the whole time we process the food.
Okay. And so if people, maybe they don't live in town and they come to town to shop, but they don't necessarily want to, you know, drive their stuff all the way back out to Turon and then put it in the mailbox and then bring it back to town, can they bring it to the post office?
Yes, they can just set their food out on the back dock, and we'll be sure to have somebody bring that inside. We get it weighed, processed, and taken down to the food bank.
All right. And, you know, the thing about the postal food drive is you guys literally go to everybody's house, so you see the need across the community.
Yes, there's a great need. On average, 1 in 6 households, not only here in Reno County, but across America, need some type of help providing food for their family. This food drive, everything we collect stays here in Reno County, and it really fills the food bank, gets the families through the summertime and into the holiday season. So this is a time that we like to help our community as much as we can.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Josh, and I think we've talked about it before, but this time of year is huge to get those shelves stocked, because come a couple of weeks from now, we were just talking about the summer meals that some of the school districts do, but come a couple of weeks from now, kids are going to be at home and they won't be necessarily getting that breakfast and lunch that they did at school, so that families may need more in their pantries than they did during the school year.
That is correct. And as a parent myself, I can't imagine what it'd be like going to bed, not really knowing how I'd get my kids fed through the next day. So this weekend with our food drive, our community can come together and help ease a lot of tension for those parents.
All right. And again, you can do this at the post office or just by putting it out by your mailbox or however you get your mail. Make sure that your mail person knows that they need to pick up a bag from you. And if you didn't get a bag for whatever reason, can they just put their regular Dylan's bags and stuff out, or did they need to have the bag that you guys gave?
They can stack the food. They can put it in boxes. They'll put it in sacks. If we see food around their mailbox, we'll be sure to pick that up.
Rob, we've been able to have a lot of ads on to remind people about this too, because there have been several sponsors that have helped us to amplify the message. We always have Josh on, but it's good to have these sponsors that want to help the community by doing the postal food drive as well.
Yeah, well said, Nick. We do, and you know, all three of our Eagle stations this week have made a major emphasis on pushing this reminder as much as possible. Sometimes it's just a matter of remembering to do so, and that's why we're running hundreds of messages, thanks to people like the Breadbasket of Newton, Jerry Burning Chiropractic Center, DJ Kaufman Insurance, Brent and Laura England of Engineering Consultants PA, B&K Medical, the great folks at Brett's Injury Law, Midwest Superstore, Bell Credit Union, Blue Stem Pace here in Hutchinson, All American Electric, Todd and Cindy Miller of Homestead, Jerry Burns of Burn, Steam and Shine, Ryan and Robin Swanson, Phoenix Restoration and Roofing, the great folks downtown at DCI, Wynn Insurance Group, Hutchinson Clinic, and Hutchinson Funeral Chapel and Crematory. Josh, that's a lot of folks that care.
Yes, it is, and we greatly appreciate them helping out, getting the word out, because like you said earlier, it's just about remembering to put some food out and help the community as much as we can.
And again, it doesn't just have to be canned food. Just think about the stuff that goes in your pantry, and they'd love to have all of that.
Yes, I would like to say that if you can refrain from setting out anything that is glass, unfortunately, those products get destroyed in the processing of the food. Monetary donations as well, check made out to the Reno County Food Bank. So anything you want to set out, we'll be happy to take.
Yeah, and that way the food bank can fill in some of those empty spaces with refrigerated stuff. You guys can't do that, but if people give money, then the food bank can do that end of things.
Yes.
So that really does help as we go on forward with the postal food drive. And I know that you and your family do this, and you just have... How many folks do you have that help with the food drive, postal workers and families and so on? I know it's dozens.
Yes, we have a food drive coordinator that coordinates the efforts with the Reno County Food Bank. They bring a good-sized crew. And then we have letter carriers that when they get done with their routes, they stick around and help unload other trucks as they come in, process the food. And then we buy everybody pizza and drinks afterwards. So we try to make it as fun as possible.
Well, and it's a great opportunity, too. This is Mother's Day weekend. So if you are like me and your mom has passed, but you remember the great meals that she used to make for you, this is a great opportunity for folks to just give a little bit of food, give a little bit of money in memory of their mom to say, hey, we want to make sure that other moms and dads can put food on the table for their families.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you give back to your community any way you can, you feel good. You feel that you made a difference. And it doesn't take much to make a difference in the food drive. You know, if you can only give one or two cans, that adds up just as much as somebody setting out a sack full.
Yeah, it does. And what's great about it also, and we've talked about this before, is that you can get your family involved when you've got little ones and set the three or four cans out. You know, when you make them, you have them bring in the groceries anyway. Well, have them go out and take it out to the mailbox and set it there and watch for the mail truck and all that kind of stuff over the weekend. Gives you an opportunity to get them involved and let them know what giving back looks like.
Yes, and there's a lot of times that kids will meet us out by the mailbox and personally hand us their food, and they are just in awe as how much food each mail truck can hold. Some of them get weighted down pretty good. So, you know, we like to see mail trucks come back to the post office, backing up to the dock full.
All right. And again, the main day for that is Saturday, but you will take contributions into next week. So if you're not around on Saturday, you can do that then. And you can just get a hold of your mail carrier as they bring your mail today if you didn't have other information before that. Josh, I'm really thankful to you guys for continuing to do this every year and for letting us be a part of it here at Eagle, because it really helps us to be able to say to folks across the community, you know, these people that see your house every day, they understand and they want to help.
That's correct. You know, we take pride in servicing our community, not only with the mail delivery, but taking care of our customers, looking out for their homes. You know, we see the need in the community each and every day, and there is a great need, and we always look forward to this day because it's the best way that we can help those in need in our community.